Blog Talk Radio.
Dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Arion, Inner Sight Frolic.
Okay. Here it comes.
Oh, hiya, Fred. Hey, Fred. How come you're looking so glum down in the dumps? Oh, oh, Granny, we got big trouble in the family. Oh, everybody got family trouble. I remember Wardell Jackson. He had family trouble. What happened? Well, his father started drinking. See. And they had a contest who could drink who under the table.
Uh-oh.
Oh, well, what happened? Who won? I don't know. They forgot the table. Oh, shut up. this is horrible. Listen, I can't deal with it. Can't take it, Esther. You know Esther. Yeah, I know Esther. The one that you love. Oh, shut up. Esther came down with a disease. Arterial monochromia zipper. A what?
Zipper?
Arterial monochromia zipper. Monochromia zipper? Wait a minute. I heard about that. That only affects boxes. Yeah, but look here. Look what happened. The germ got near to Esther. And she looked so much like a dog that the germ got in her, and she got arterial monochromia zipper. And the worst part is, she wants to be buried next to me. Oh no! Oh, Fred. What are you gonna do? I gotta find a doctor who can cure arterial monochromia zipper. Well, why don't you just take it to a tailor? Maybe they could fix the zipper. Oh, shut up. Now, what am I going to do? I got to get a doctor. Wait a minute. Hey, Grady. Yeah. Now, if we paint you white and put on a suit, you'd look like a doctor. Oh, no, not me. No, no, Fred, I'm afraid of zippers. They get caught. Will you stop with that zipper stuff? Arterial monochroma zipper. Come on, Grady. Will you do this for me? I'm in bad straits. Well, all right. I'll try. Well, how are you going to paint me white? Well, I got some white paint in the basement. See? And it's waterproof. Waterproof.
No.
Hey, wait a minute. Suppose it don't come off. Don't worry about it. White people get more benefits anyway. Oh, will you Now listen. Let me do the talking here at the door with Esther, see, because I gotta introduce you as you need a name. Well, yeah, everybody got to have a name. Well, I want you to be one. I want to impress her, see. So you're going to be one of those European doctors. This is Dr. Offenbacher. Offenbacher? Yeah, that's a good name. Sounds like an awful name to me. All right, here we go. Who's at that door? Honey, it's me, Fred. Come to visit you before you go. You know, I mean, if you gotta go, you gotta go. I had to go, and the bathroom was right there. Were you, Fred, what are you talking about? What do you want, sucker? Well, I want you to meet somebody. Now, you see, don't ever say that I don't care about you. This is Dr. Offenbacher.
Offenbacher.
Dr. Who? Offenbacher. He's from Germany, over there across the ocean. Oh, how do you do, Doctor? What did he say? I don't know. I don't speak German. Oh, Doctor, can you speak English? Well, of course I speak the English. What do you think, I'm stupid? Look now, Esther. He's got a cure for arterial mona zipper. Arterial mona zipper. Yeah, that you caught because they thought you were the germ thought you was a dog. Watch it, sucker. How'd you like to get one of these across your lip? You fish-eyed fool. Are you a real doctor? Where'd you go to school? He's a real doctor. He went to school by the Rhine River. The Rhine River? Yeah, that's the big river in Germany, see? And he went right through the school because he's so smart. Yeah, I went in one door and out the other. Oh, shush. Just let me do the talking, will you, great Dr. Offenbacher? I don't know. I think this whole thing is a phony, Fred.
Yeah,
because you're trying to save my life? Why you want to save my life? Well, because I care about you, you know, and because there's no room in the grave for me and you. Well, Dr. Offenbacher has an idea, see? I'm very well-versed in this. Instead of her being buried face up, with you face up, turn her around asinine ways. Get out of here. Get out. What are you fighting? Both of you, get out of here. You're a phony. I'd rather die than... Listen to this stupid, awful Barker. He is an awful Barker.
When to think
all
of that.
All right, in a state, frolics. Let it be buried asinine backwards.
He is asinine, I suppose.
Woo! Yeah. Hey, we got Louie coming up.
Begin, and then he went back out. So I have to
we
wait.
We got, you got to hear. Jimmy Dinnigan wants to help Mr. Kramer. I'll tell you about this later. Oh, this is so funny, you know. Anyway, and what else? Oh, we got a great piece on Muhammad Ali being roasted.
Yeah.
We're going to play part of that. We can't play the whole thing too long, but.
Yeah.
Cosell is in that, too.
I believe so, yeah.
Who?
I believe so, yeah. When they did the rundown on all the...
Dean Martin roast on Muhammad Ali, and I'll tell you an Ali story before we play that. But as a matter of fact, why don't we... I'm going to tell my Ali story now, and then we'll gear that up.
Yeah, okay.
And play it, all right?
Okay.
I never met the champ, but my brother did.
Oh, he did?
Yeah. He was in the city one day. My brother used to work down Wall Street, you know. And one day, he went uptown, and he's walking on, I think it's 6th Avenue, 5th Avenue. Right in front of the Russian tea room, out comes the champ of the world, Muhammad Ali, you know. And, you know, my brother's a goof, you know. He said, Champ.
India.
Oh, sorry.
And the champ goes, yeah, how you doing, you know. And my brother says, put him up. And Ali starts doing a dance, you know. Yeah, he had a great sense of humor, you know.
Yeah.
So that's as close as I got to meeting the champ. My brother met him.
Aww.
And another guy came by, a vagrant type guy, and
started sparring
with the champ.
Yeah.
Started sparring with the champ, and Ali reached into his pocket, gave him a bunch of money. I don't know how much he get.
Aww.
Homeless guy, you know.
Well,
he was a great human being. And oddly enough, my brother said he was all alone, nobody with him. You know, he had bodyguard and everything.
No bodyguard or anything, wow.
No bodyguard. Anyway, we got the roast. We're going to play a little bit of it.
Yep.
And this is Ali being roasted on the Dean Martin show.
Here it comes.
In a sight. Here we go. On the site.
What? That's loud? Is that better?
D. Martin Celebrity.
No, no, just play it. Play it.
MGM Grand Hotel in the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas, Nevada. A glittering city of excitement and laughter provides the scintillating backdrop for tonight's Night Roast. Ladies and gentlemen, from the Ziegfeld Room of the Grand Hotel, some of the world's greatest entertainers are here tonight as Dean Martin honors our man of the hour, Muhammad Ali, with tonight's guest, our co-host.
There you go.
Freddie Prinze, Gene Chapman, Tony Orlando, Gene Kelly, Isabel Fenster, Rocky Graziano, George Engel, Roy Patterson, Austin Brooks, Tipsy Russell, Kevin Mohammed, and your roastmaster, Dean Martin, with tonight's very special man of the hour, Muhammad Ali.
That was it.
All right.
It's going in now.
See this guy, he's always yelling, the greatest. Now, lots of people don't agree, like Joe Frazier and a cocktail waitress in Cleveland. He's a great fighter, a great humanitarian. I say that out of respect, out of esteem, and out of fear. No one can deny that he's a great fighter. He's got all the equipment, great body, great legs, and he's got a 21-inch reach. That's just his...
Sorry. Okay. Do it once.
Because as a kid growing up in Spanish Harlem, I used to watch Muhammad Ali on TV all the time, which was hard to do while two guys were carrying it out the window. Muhammad Ali, I like him because he's a very moral man. He doesn't smoke, doesn't drink, doesn't gamble, doesn't go running around with wild women. If I did
that, I could beat up everybody too. He's a God-fearing man. Nice to know he's afraid of somebody. Finally showed all us kids that it was possible for a poor boy to get out of the ghetto. And that's what my mother always wanted for me. She would say to me, Fred, what's the matter with you? Don't hang around. Go to college. Be a doctor. Who wanted to be a doctor in my neighborhood? It's difficult to make a house call to a burning house. Fred, be a dentist. There's plenty of seats in the neighborhood. She was right. They were over there, over there. Anyway, what's the big deal about going to college to learn how to be something? Especially with today's job situation. What do you need college for? So you can hold a better conversation in the unemployment line? So you can say to the cashier, can I have my weekly benefits instead of, give me my money, suckers? That's why I was fascinated by a man like Ali, you know, because he got out of poverty with his fist. So I said to myself, why couldn't I? Everybody told me I had fast, exciting hands, hands that could penetrate any defense and do a magnificent job. You don't believe me, ask Conchita, Luella, Shirley. That's working, she was social. A black fighter and a Puerto Rican. Like a black fighter come up to you. All right, chump, look out, here I come. Look, show me your best stuff. Look out, man. Puerto Rican fighter just... Hey, man.
That was for a switch blade. He made a switch blade, Tom.
But having Ali is my idol, and I gave up the idea of being a fighter, though. I did, you know, because, champ, I'll tell you why, in your own poetic way. I thought I would take up fighting to win my fortune and fame. I thought I could whoop them other cats and be tops in the fighting game. So I showed my stuff to my buddies, and this is what they saw. I was fighting just like Ali, but I did it like Ali McGraw.
I really can relate to being here tonight because I have a history of boxers in my family. First of all, it was my uncle, Slapsy Maxie Kaplan. You know, a lot of fighters train on stage. My uncle ate nothing but Pickle Harry. He couldn't box, but he knocked out his opponents with his breath. We're talking about boxers. We have a lot of greats here tonight. We have Floyd Patterson. Floyd is the first man to regain the heavyweight championship. Some people say that Floyd couldn't take a punch. Well, I don't know about that. But the Corning Glass Company is bidding on his chin. The second man to regain the heavyweight championship was Muhammad Ali. Muhammad, I took a poll in the lobby of this hotel just before this roast, and people here hope that you retain that heavyweight championship belt for a long time.
Aww.
There is one condition. If you agree to wear it over your mouth.
Return to search page. This is the only Martin Celebrity Roast. Muhammad Ali. Season 1, Episode 2.
Sorry. What the hell is that?
I don't know. That's a funny thing that came on.
Anybody would look pretty if the only man you ever stood next to were Howard Cosell and Joe Frazier. But this is a man who never forgets his beginnings, Muhammad Ali. The men's room in this hotel today, he gave his cousin a dollar tip. But at least he's playing it safe with his money. I was talking to Muhammad's chief financial advisor, Joe Lewis. And they have great plans for Muhammad's money. They're going to invest in a chain of Howard Cosell charm schools. I'd like to close Muhammad with a little poem, and you'll excuse me if the style sounds a little familiar. Tonight we're roasting the greatest fighter alive. People say different things about Ali. Really jive. I'm going to tell you something that I don't know if you knew. It gives this people, but it gives to other people too. I'm going to say this right now as loud as I can. Sitting right over here. Not a big man.
Yeah. Yep.
Challenger except one, and that fighter is here with us tonight. gentlemen, the Beast of Bayonne, the Great White Hope.
That was terrible. I don't think your eyes are red. because I've never really seen them open. It's nice to see my friend Tony Orlando here tonight. The way Tony sings, dances, and does comedy, they should change the name of his act to Yawn and Dawn.
I was hoping to hear Cosell.
Yeah.
They're saving him for last, huh?
Probably.
Yeah.
Because he was.
Right. You know
he
what?
Was laughing the whole time.
Next week we could play the other half.
Yeah, I was thinking.
If you could pick it up.
Yeah, it is half. It's almost half.
Where it's left off.
Yeah. Okay. Sounds good.
Anyway, Inner Sight. Frolics, 831 New York, and is Louie on the line?
Let me look.
Phone number here, 213-816-1650 on the Frolics. Jimmy Dinigan
coming
up. And
Louie's waiting.
And right now, Louie the Lip on Inner Sight.
Okay,
live.
Here we go. Hey, Louie.
Yo.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Bo Winkle. Welcome to Inner Sight Frolics. And this is my friend, the Love Drives, Connie and Chrissy, talking to Bo Winkle. Talking to Rock and Jay Squirrel all about the Love Drives. Give it out to the ladies.
All right. Bo Winkle was on the show. I didn't know that.
I didn't know Bo Winkle was going to come tonight. Wow, that's cool,
yeah.
Lou.
Hey, Louie, what's up?
Yeah.
How you doing?
I'm doing okay. How about you, Frank Burritos?
Bullwinkle likes to
say. I'm good. What'd you think of that roast we were playing?
You mean D. Martin Celebrity Roast? Who's on that show? D. Martin Roast, what is it?
Yeah, Muhammad Ali.
Yeah. He was good about it, too.
Yeah. What about Muhammad Ali? He's a good boxer from way back when.
Yeah. The guests don't usually say much on that.
No.
The celebrities are the ones that get all the lines, you know. Who was that?
Oh,
was
yeah.
that Don Rickles on there?
Yep.
I didn't know he was on that.
Yeah. My name is Albert Cosell, and I'm talking to the one of the boxing legends, Muhammad Ali. Hey, Muhammad Ali, what are you doing on a D. Martin Celebrity Roast? You give me about boxing lessons to the audience, or D. Martin or Muhammad Ali. Tell us
well,
your story.
Well, I don't know, but I hope they better pay me. I'm gonna start throwing some punches around here. Better not get in my way if they don't pay me.
Yeah, don't worry about it. You get it, baby. Let Bowie go knock down Muhammad Ali and make easy peasy.
You?
That'd be funny
if
Bullwinkle fought Ali, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's right. You can tell Frankie Bullwinkle. I'm going to tell
now
him
what,
about
what
get
is
the squirrel
Bullwinkle
on Muhammad Ali. Who knocked the squirrel right down the mat with Muhammad Ali, some ladies.
He's a.
I never watched that Bullwinkle. Well, what is he? An animal?
Cartoon.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, but it's an animal, right? Bullwinkle.
It's a moose.
Yeah.
Oh, a moose.
Yep.
Oh, that's pretty big.
Mhm.
Oh, so he'd be a good match for Ali.
Yeah.
Ali fighting a moose. Whoa.
Yeah, that's right. Man, don't worry, Blackie. I'll go get Muhammad Ali. Don't worry about this. You know, buddy.
I can just hear it now.
Nothing but see you say presto, and you see Muhammad Ali's face right to the hat right there, you know.
I could hear Howard Cosell announcing that fight, you know. This is Howard Cosell with the big match of the century. The champ Muhammad Ali against Bullwinkle. 10 rounds, 15 rounds, or as long as the champ can last.
Okay. Here we go.
Fighting a moose.
Hey, Bullwinkle, I'd like to go see Connie and Chrissy live. I'll pick you up. He introduced me to my friend Bullwinkle here. I will give the ladies talk to Rocky, the flying squirrel, and with Connie and Chrissy interview.
You would go, Louis?
There he goes with that Connie and Chrissy.
Yeah, no. You would
What'd
go?
What'd you say about a biting squirrel?
Yeah.
No, don't let go, but you did make friends with Connie and Chrissy on the air. On the public edge, you know what you mean?
No.
Oh.
Okay.
Well, gee, I wonder how Ali would sound if he sang.
Oh, my.
Maybe that's Mac.
It'd be funny, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Ali singing from South Pacific. Some enchanted evening.
Yeah, right.
You may meet a stranger.
That's Ali?
I think. I never heard him sing.
No. I never heard him sing either.
Some enchanted evening. You will see a stranger. You will see a lady. Round and round it goes.
There you
cool.
go. That sounds
that
like
works.
A drunken Ethiopian. We had too much spaghetti.
Hey, Chrissy, I'll be on that show one of these days with some guest star Louis Rivera on Connie and Chrissy.
Well, you got to call them up.
Call them up and see, you know, what
Contact.
They're made of, what needs to be. We could help you.
They might
yeah.
only
yeah.
want girls on that show. I don't know.
Girl.
I don't know.
I'm on a high. When I go to that Connie and Chrissy show, I'm on a high. I'm gonna hide in the closet.
Oh.
I'm gonna hide in a hiding place, safe and sound.
And if they take you all onto the stage and you sit there, you come out a little bit right in the middle of the show. Oh, my God, Lou,
oh
you
God.
Would be so embarrassed. So embarrassed.
Well, maybe you could hide under the table.
That's a better idea.
But don't get up too fast, because there goes the table. Boom.
Well,
you heard of turning the table? Well, that would be Louis Rivera.
Turning the table?
On the Connie
yeah,
and Chrissy
right.
show.
Yeah, there you go.
They're not going to, these
right.
two ladies not going to find me inside the closet. They got to look for me. They got to open up the door and say, come here, Louie.
Yeah, but you go on there, they might want you to model ladies' clothes or something.
Louie,
No.
Oh,
they Connie Chrissy says, come here, Louie, get on that stage.
You bring the conga
hey,
drum.
Hey, Connie, Chrissy, let go of my hand, will ya? Let go of my hand.
No. They're roughing you up now.
Hey,
hey,
Louie.
They're not going to rough up our Louie.
Louie,
yeah.
what song would you sing on Connie and Chrissy? You got to pick out a good song. You know.
Yeah, got to practice.
Good song for that show.
Yeah.
What song is that?
I don't know, whatever you want to sing. But
I got one for you. Unforgettable.
Unforgettable. It's a good song.
That's what you are. You know that one?
Unforgettable.
Too deep.
That's what you are. Unforgettable.
Oh, my. No.
That's how you say.
Please, no.
Yeah, yeah, quiet.
I'll meet you in
5 seconds.
One, two. It's not my love, it listens to me.
Three.
Never before.
There it goes. Goodbye, Lou. I can't handle it. I'll bring him back only if he decides to.
No. Why'd you interrupt his song? You got to let him sing. Let the guests sing, man.
Yeah.
Thank you, Frank Perino.
What
did
you do that for? Yeah.
I'm teasing.
Thank you, Frank. Don't hang up the phone on me. I'll get it right.
No, it's okay.
You had it right.
He wanted it like that.
She hung up the phone. From muting. Took me off.
Yeah.
I was good.
Teasing.
Start again.
I was teasing.
It was only a rehearsal. Start again.
Yeah, it was good.
Unforgettable.
Good.
That's what you are. Unforgettable. So near I'll fall.
Oh, wow.
Life is song of love that clings to me. Never means to me, never before.
Never means to me.
Has someone been more unforgettable? If I'm muted, stay with that. And forever, how you stay. That's why, darling, unforgettable. That love. It's incredible, why so wise, and the love drops too.
Well, you can always get a job cleaning houses.
Mm-hmm.
You sing that song, you'll captivate all the women.
Nah, he doesn't need it.
I don't know which way he'll go,
though. Hey, Frank Perino. Hey, Frank.
Yeah.
Hey, Frank.
Great, Lou, yeah.
Frank, Suzette, she unmuted, he raised my board, cut me off. Oh, my God.
I was only teasing. I'm sorry, Lou.
Okay. I know, he cut me
all
off.
All right, Louie Rivera, world. Great.
I know.
Thank you, Lou.
Thank
you. Make sure you call Rosanna Dana. We're going to have more fun on the Fox on a Friday night from 8 to 9 o'clock on the button. We're having fun with Connie, Chrissy, Rosanna Dana, and
we have a lot of fun with Bucky.
All right, so let me do my Jimmy Dinigan. Thanks, Lou.
Okay.
Now you can
talk.
Okay, I love you. I love you guys.
Okay, love you too.
Happy Easter.
Happy
Clear
Easter,
the boy.
Too.
You never do that until I give
love
you the word.
Love you, too.
All right. Inner Sight frolics. And one day, Jimmy must have gone down to the Kramer's office. You know, Kramer was in the basement in school, you know. So he went down there, and he must have overheard a conversation of Kramer talking to his wife on the phone, see? No, I can't. I haven't got any money. I haven't got the money, dear. You'll have to wait. Now, don't annoy me. Don't bug me, and don't nag me. I haven't got the money, you idiot. And he hung up the phone, and Jimmy overheard this, see? So Jimmy goes back up to class. Unaware. Kramer didn't know that he was eavesdropping, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He goes back up to class, and he goes, he always told Miss Ma what was going on, you know. And Miss
yeah.
Ma, it's a lot of trouble. A lot of trouble in Mr. Kramer's office. Yeah, yeah. Because I heard on the phone, we got to help him. He's got no money. So I'm going to take up a collection for Mr. Kramer. I got a quarter here. Anybody want... Jimmy, stop that. Sit down. But we got to help Mr. Kramer. He's poor. He got no money. He's going to have to go on social insecurity. You mean social security. That's what I said, social insecurity. Jimmy,
insecurity.
Sit down and behave. Well, I'll donate a nickel. Katie, put that money away. And everybody starts reaching in their pockets, and the next thing you know, Jimmy's going around with a bucket. People are donating money for Mr. Kramer. It was
how
so
much did
funny.
He get?
And he said, and Miss Moss said, how do you know that Mr. Kramer has no money? Because I heard that he was yelling on the phone at his wife. He called his wife dear. And he said, I have no money. You can't do this to me. What are you trying to do? Drive me crazy? And I listened at the door. You spied on Mr. Kramer? No, I didn't spy. I just listened at the door. You know, I got a good idea. See, I'm gonna give a benefit for Mr. Kramer. I'm gonna call it Pale Ginger Ale Help Mr. Kramer. Pale Ginger Ale falls in the glass. If you know what I mean, I'll sing it for benefit too, Jimmy. Let me sing over there. All right, Janie. Who else wants to be? Oh, I'll play the drum, Jimmy. Oh, thanks, Joe. And Kenny, what are you gonna do?
I'm gonna steal the money, you son of a bitch.
You can't steal that money, Mr. Kramer. What's the matter with you?
So that was the day that Jimmy decided that he was gonna help Mr. Kramer. I don't know how much he collected, but I believe, if I'm remembering right, Miss Ma made everybody take back their money.
Yeah.
And told them, you know, that Mr. Kramer probably didn't mean that he had no money. It meant that he had no money at that moment to give the wife.
Right, right.
Oh, you mean Mr. Kramer lied? No, he didn't lie.
Oh man, but it was so funny, you know.
Right.
How he thought
they got a lesson.
He was going to help Kramer. What?
It's a new lesson for them too. Don't take things like seriously that way. You know.
Oh yeah, don't jump to conclusions.
That too.
You know. But that was funny. He went around. He wanted to go around the whole school. He wanted to give a concert.
Oh, my.
Getting people together, you know, singing and all that.
Ambitious little kid. I'm wondering if he ever...
She had to stop him.
Oh, really? All of you? Miss Ma, oh, wow.
Yeah. He's getting carried away, you know.
Yeah, of course he would.
All right, in his sight. Frolic, and give me a little. I'm gonna do a different skit, but I gotta research it some more.
Mm-hmm. A
couple of friends of mine on the Facebook. I wanna research it some more.
Okay.
Give me a little Lauren Hardy music.
Okay.
Wow,
okay. Yeah. Okay.
Inner Sight Live.
Wait a minute. Where the hell is it?
I don't.
Okay.
Why don't you help me?
Oh,
Now put that ladder up against that wall. Well, what are you going to do with that ladder? I want to watch Captain Video and the Video Ranger. Well, what's that got to do with a ladder? I've got to put up an aerial for the television. Oh, well, there you go. There's the ladder. Now, I'll see you later. Wait a minute. You don't think that I'm going to climb up that ladder, do you? Well, why not? You want to watch Captain Video and the Video Rangers, and you better get up that ladder and put the aerial up. I'm not going up there. I got claustrophobia. Claustrophobia? Well, why don't you take a bath? Will you? Never mind that. Now, listen. I'll hand you this wire, and you climb up the ladder. Me, you what? Me?
Mr. Coon, I want up the ladder. Me, I want up the ladder. Let's go up the ladder.
No, don't be a big baby. At your height and weight, you'll be all right. If I went up that ladder, you know what'll happen. Yeah, Captain Video, the building, and the whole place will come down. Oh, shut up. Now, get up there. All right, but don't rush me. Don't rush you. What are you waiting for? Well, I'm waiting for 3D television. Maybe you won't need an aerial. Get up that ladder. Can you hear me, Stanley? Stanley?
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you, but I can't see you.
Why not?
My eyes are closed.
Open your eyes. Now here, catch this wire. Are you ready? But I haven't got my baseball glove on. Well, you stop. Catch this wire.
Ooh. Ow.
I told you to catch it. But I couldn't open my eyes enough to see it. You see, I'm up here on the ladder, but I can't move. I got petrophidiitis. Petrophidiitis. What is that? That means when you can't fight and you can't see and you're stupefied.
Stupefied.
Well, that sounds like you, stupefied. All right, here, now catch it. Whoosh.
Boom. Ah!
Stanley, are you all right? Talk to me. Stanley, please. I didn't mean it. Please, Stanley, talk to me. I'll never talk to you again, you dirty no good.
Woo!
Well, there goes my Captain Video and the Video Rangers.
Uh-oh.
Gone forever. Well, don't worry. They'll be back. They only went to the moon. All right, in the sight. Hope you had a little whacked up fun, you know.
Yeah.
And let's see. Monday night. You can get that music out of there.
Yeah, I was going to try. Why is it just doing that?
Monday night.
Okay.
Normally, we have Mad or Glad Monday, but this Monday we're going to celebrate and talk about the late, great Corey Foster.
Yeah.
You know, and honor Corey, and be a lot of reminiscing.
Yeah, probably.
Of what happened and what should have happened and what didn't happen. So Monday night, join us to honor a great, great kid.
Great.
We're
going
to try to get...
We're
going to try to get a member of the family on. We'll see how that goes.
Mm-hmm.
But in any event, we will be honoring Corey
this Monday on Inner Sight. All right, now Tuesday's open mic. Wednesday is the nursing home show.
Yeah.
And we're gonna one of the things we want to stress is explaining to people how our plan would work and how it would include the agencies and benefit them.
That's right.
To do this. So we'll talk about that. Try to get a couple of guests on Wednesday night. Thursday is we're planning a show Thursday. Dementia and the nursing homes.
Yes.
So we'll see if we can get some facts on that. You know, another segment of society that's being shoved into nursing homes.
Yeah.
And of course, Friday is the funniest. All right, Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. I forgot all about the commercials. We played the roast, so forgive me. Big East Takeda Rescue. I want to thank, that's Tom Driven, New Jersey, Big East, 609-388-7004, phone number. Big East, Akita Rescue at Verizon.net, email. I want to thank Mr. Kennedy for his $100 donation, helping to keep the show going. Greatly appreciate that. I want to thank my buddy John for donating to Inner Sight, and all John Corrado, of course, from Suffolk Bus Corp, helping to keep the show on the air. Silo, Suffolk Independent Living Organization, 631-880-7929. And if you need dog food or cat food, nobody starves on Long Island. Get Gary on the line, 631-484-3085. Those are some of the people who bring us to you every weeknight on Inner Sight. I want to thank Suzanne, co-host, engineer, for struggling through the show and, you know, keeping it going.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
All right. Inner Sight around the world. Oh, happy Passover, happy Easter to all those who are into that stuff. We'll be with you Monday honoring Corey right here, and I'll tell you my Al Sharpton story on that show, because it definitely applies. All right. Thank you so much. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. Our Inner Sight phone number, 631-224-3090. And thank you for listening. All over 100,000. Over 100,000 listens. We appreciate it. All right. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody. Inner Sight. Frolics.
Good night, everybody. Good night, everyone. He's gone crazy. Take care.